CliffCentral.com.
It's Tinashe with Super Love on Touch Central this morning. As part of our lives for the last year and a half, Justice Malala has popped in on CliffCentral.com to give us the latest in the burning platform brought to you by Nando's. And today is no different, so you will continue to have the best of everything with Justice. And today is just one of those days where he gets to explain to us how the hell the world works and why we don't understand anything and why we need to start paying attention. I mean... I'm being more sarcastic than useful in this respect, but he is here this morning. The Burning Platform is our place to talk about the issues of the day. Justice, what's happening? How are you, first of all? I heard you weren't well.
I wish I knew what was happening. What is happening? Someone help us, please.
What's going on with state-owned enterprises? Let's start with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at this past week, can I just say, guys, isn't it great? Look at this. I mean, the branding's changed. It's all Touch Central, Cliff Central. Jeez, man. I feel like you're going to put on some music in a bit.
We are moving forward.
Moving forward.
That's what we're doing.
It's all very exciting.
So going forward, we'll be called Moving Central as we move forward.
Right, exactly. And then they'll think we're a removal company.
Yeah. Well, look, at least we are moving forward.
Moving forward in terms of state-owned enterprises?
State-owned enterprises. You know, we've spoken about this before. We've spoken about Eskom and its deal with the Gupta family, mm-hmm. Tegeta, how there are big questions about the quality of coal that came out of the Gupta-owned mines, how there are big questions about whether it is correct or it was correct for Eskom to say, oh, you guys, we want your coal, but you don't have money to mine it, so we'll give you R500 million up front so that you can do that. And of course, the question becomes, well, you know, are they getting it because they're so hot and so good, or are they getting the advance payment because they are friends of the Zuma family, plus their son is a major shareholder in the company.
Now, Lynn Brown, the minister, says, no, the coal was very good quality. There's nothing wrong with the quality of the coal from the Gupta mine. Mm. What do we say?
The problem there is that two experts, one external, one internal, has gone up right at the beginning said, guys, are we sure about this coal? We need to talk about this coal. And then months and months later, according to Business Day, ran a story 2 days ago saying it's been 365 days since when they pointed out that, guys, we're not sure about the coal, they were suspended. 365 days later, no one has told them anything about what's your disciplinary hearing or anything. It's just, oh, bye. So long as we've put you aside, we've signed the deal, we've given the R500 million, it's all good and happy. Uh-huh. So, you know, step away. But let's talk about these state-owned enterprises. What's going on really there? What's going on is that a new committee has been formed, and we touched on this last week. A new committee has been formed, and President Zuma now has oversight over this committee.
Uh-huh.
Right? This committee will... For example, at SAA, which is my favorite airline, I think I've flown 3 times this week on SAA. So lovely. Sure. The people there are fantastic.
They are, you know.
And it just works.
It's a great airline. I like flying them too.
Oh.
But does it work in terms of the budget?
Well, you know, they keep on asking for you and me to pop them some cash because they've run out of cash and they're perpetually running out of cash. The problem there is that the chairperson of the SAA board is Dudu Mieni, who is very close friends with President Zuma and happens to be the head of his of the JG Zuma Foundation.
Hmm.
So Treasury keeps on saying, we need a new board of directors. We need a new chairman for this company.
How else do you get decisions approved, for example, and budgets taken care of and expenses accounted for?
As we have pointed out before, At SAA, there is no board. Okay, so there's the chair and two people left. Generally, you'd have a board of between 8 and 12 people for a company like this.
Mm-hmm.
There is no board. They've all left because they said, no, this thing is it's not being run like a spaza shop, because a spaza shop is run properly or you're out of business.
Right.
It's run like a, I don't know, the way the Sicilians run their mafia organizations or something like that. It's just crazy. Anyway. So then you say, okay, if there's no board, at least there'll be a CEO, a financial officer, so forth, so forth. Nothing. Nix. There is. So one person, the chair, is doing everything. The chair of SAA is in charge of everything. Everything.
Now, where did it all start going wrong? Because there was this contract that was supposed to be signed for the leasing of aircraft with some small company that nobody's heard of. And that was when a lot of the board members resigned. That was when all this furore started and people started questioning whether Dudu Mieni was the right person to run SAA, etc.
It's been patently clear that she's not the right person to run the job. That is why Nhlanhla Nene, when he said, you're not buying those 6 Airbus jets last year, he was fired because it was, well, you're standing in the way of progress, shall we say. Des van Rooyen came in 4 days in the job, and one of the allegations was that, ta-da, the first thing he asked for was, what's happening with the SAA contracts? Can I have a look? Thankfully, that Sunday evening, President J.G. Zuma got rid of him. And so since then, Pravin Gordhan has been trying to fix things up, get a new board going, get rid of Dudu Mieni, and that is why he's under so much trouble now. So if you think about, when you ask what's going on with the SOEs are the honeypot of government. This is where government money is used, hopefully, for progress, for electricity, for water, for airlines, all these things. This is where the money is, the big, big money. You can become extremely wealthy by just supplying services. Let's say you supply food on SAA, for example, chicken or beef.
And that could make you a very, very large pot of money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or you could be in the travel industry and booking flights. There is a whole range of services associated with that. It seems to me increasingly that some people who live in Saxon world have decided there's a chance for us to supply coal. Forget about Eskom. Supply coal to Eskom. So we're going to get ourselves a mine and we're going to make sure that Eskom takes our coal, whether it's substandard or not, whether we have the money or not,
mm-hmm.
whether other people are waiting in the wings or not, and so forth. So what you're seeing here is that the Jacob Zuma, J.G. Zuma administration has until 2019 to go. And people have to get in there and do whatever they can to get their hands on this honeypot.
Some of the lucre.
And so it's become a big fight over who controls these. So,
and this is the real origin of the tension between the Treasury and the administration at the moment, right?
This is exactly it, because Treasury says, No. It's, of course, everyone can get rich. Everyone must get rich.
No.
Everyone must do their best to, you know, get in there and be a supplier, and that's all okay. But when you cut corners, when you begin to do things for certain people because they are special,
yep.
then we have a problem here. And so the chief procurement officer, Kenneth Brown, writes to Eskom and says, guys, where are your contracts for this? Why didn't this one go on open tender? How can you give a massive job like this to Ben without even saying, oh, Mabale, you can throw your hat in the ring, or Gareth, you can throw your hat in the ring? How did this happen? Oh, no. We will, we answered your questions. No, we didn't answer your questions. Oh, we answered. Essentially, Treasury now in South Africa, over all these billions we've spoken about, is the last line of defense. They are saying you do things by the book or you are out.
Hmm.
All these other state-owned enterprises are saying, you think you're better. Who are you to tell us this? And they keep on pointing fingers and so forth and so forth. That is why I'm sure you spoke to Anthea about this, why Future Growth Asset Management yesterday said, you know what?
We're turning off the taps.
We're turning off the taps. We're no longer giving loans to some of these state-owned enterprises because we are worried that they don't want to follow the rules, and that is why they are defying National Treasury.
We're talking to Justice Malala. It's the Burning Platform brought to you by Nando's every Thursday on touchcentral.fm. And this morning I'm talking about state-owned enterprises with Justice, which is obviously an area of concern. It's big in the news right now. Last Friday we spoke to Bongani Mkulunga from the President's office, right? Mm-hmm. And he said to me the President has no intention, or certainly he hasn't said anything about a cabinet reshuffle. What do we think of that?
The cabinet is selection and reshuffling of the cabinet is the prerogative of the President of South Africa, as those powers are handed to him by the Constitution. The only cabinet reshuffle that we can be certain about is when a new government is installed every 5 years.
Hmm.
So, in 2019, sometime in April, May, we'll have an election, and the new president of South Africa, the new president of South Africa will appoint.
Get out of here, man. Shit, I'm saying. Get out of here for real. I'm saying get out of here for real.
The new president of South Africa will then put together a cabinet and announce it. That's the prerogative. In between those two, during the 5 year term, the president can fire and appoint new ones. We don't know at the moment. We don't know because it's all in President Zuma's head. Now, if you think about it, on August 3, President Zuma was in Nkandla and he said that he's got a magical vote that will multiply in the voting booth. It didn't turn out that way. Nkandla was lost to the IFP by the ANC. He has not said anything else since. He appeared at the IEC where there was the Kwesi protest by those four young women. And that was it. We have not heard anything from President Zuma. His analysis of the elections or the election result, he has been quiet, quiet, quiet. So from him and his office, quite frankly, we don't know.
Sure.
However, if I was one of President J.G. Zuma's cabinet members, I would be asking myself, why is he so quiet? When the SACP on Sunday comes out of its meeting and says, we are aware that, you know, there's a move to get rid of SACP members in cabinet. When at the same weekend in Inchanga in KwaZulu-Natal, SACP members are being targeted and killed.
Right.
The son of James Nxumalo, who used to be the mayor, I think, of eThekwini, was nearly shot and killed, and the bullet that was aimed at him shot and killed someone who was standing next to him.
Hmm.
So there is an all-out war between the ANC and the SACP, certainly in KwaZulu-Natal and certainly in cabinet. That might be an opening for about 5-6 positions.
Wow.
To go. The second one is that we keep on hearing that this administration is fully behind everyone. Have you ever met a minister who everyone says is so good? That's Pravin Gordhan. And yet the cops are coming after him and everyone stands up and says, we have absolute trust in him. But the cops are coming after him. We have trust in him. The cops are coming after him. So, I think his job is also on the line. He said at the beginning of the year in February that if he's around in October, that means he has political backing. It's becoming increasingly tough to see an October come round with Pravin Gordhan still in that chair. But we'll see how that goes. The now, consequences are going to be devastating again if Pravin goes.
Now, who would the president put in his place? We've heard intimations that Brian Molefe of Eskom might be the guy. We've heard people saying, no, Des van Rooyen deserves his chance a second time around. There could be others that are in line. Do we have any idea of what might be on the cards?
Those two names have certainly been bandied about. There's a third one. It's Sifiso Buthelezi. Sifiso Buthelezi is a youngish member of parliament. He mm-hmm. was sworn in a few months ago from out of nowhere. We know that he has a relationship with President Zuma that's quite close. When President Zuma was the MEC for economic development in KwaZulu-Natal in the 1990s, Sifiso Buthelezi was an advisor to him. Sifiso Buthelezi went on to go into business. He's done business here and on the continent. He's done a bit of rail, a bit of this and that. I'm not quite clear exactly what his specialty is.
Other than that, he'd be trusted by certain people to do the right thing. In inverted commas.
We don't know Mr. Buthelezi enough, but those who know him say he was in MK and that he was a very good advisor to the president in the 90s. As an MP, he's been very quiet since he came to parliament. And essentially, people are saying he's waiting in the wings to take over. If that happens, he is truly an unknown in the financial markets. Brian Molefe is more of a known quantity. So a lot of people have said actually it's a pairing. It's Brian Molefe to the finance and Sifiso Buthelezi to the deputy ministry. This is all speculation, but it's very strong speculation. I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
All right, Justice, I think that's all we got time for this week, but we'll be back next week with more on the Burning Platform with Justice Malala.
But guys, aren't we going to talk about Dilma Rousseff?
Oh.
Oh, well, I mean, sure. I mean, Brazil did what we...
What's happening
what
with
we
Brazil?
What we can do. I mean, we can't do it.
Are Brazil showing us the way? What's happening here?
No, I mean, one thing that we don't talk about enough is what happened. Because, you know, the Julius Malemas of this world, other people, you know, go around saying, yeah, look at what Lula achieved. Look at what Lula did and so forth. Mm-hmm. And what Lula did, and most other people, you look at Venezuela, they had a lot of money, a lot of oil money, and they spent a lot of it on social grants. They took money out of some other government bank accounts and put it into social spending, which is not a bad thing.
No.
It's when you begin to forget that money doesn't fall from the sky, that you have to save and that you have to educate your people.
Well, I think Margaret Thatcher, who's unpopular for all kinds of good reasons too, once said that the problem with any of these leftist policies in finance is that eventually you run out of other people's money.
Exactly.
And that is what's happened in South America. And haven't the people of South America, whether it's in Venezuela or Brazil, now decided that they're turning their backs on leftist governments?
Enough now, they say.
They want good fiscal controls.
Yeah. So, you know, she was impeached, I think, vote? 61-20? And that's it. She says she's appealing and so forth and so forth. Anyway, I just wanted to say, isn't it amazing and fantastic all over the world? David Cameron goes and loses the Brexit vote. And 2 days later, in fact, the next day, mm-hmm. he was saying, thank you very much. I lost. I made a play for it, but I didn't get there. Bye bye.
I'm out.
The Brazilians are saying, Dilma Rousseff, man, it's time to go. Even the Zimbabweans, after 36 years, are beginning to say, Bra Robert, I mean, isn't it time to go? They're rioting in the streets. The man has to retreat from the SADC conference. I saw a one of the veterans who supported him for 36 years saying, you know, Robert Mugabe needs to stop thinking about himself and think about his kids, because the minute he kills over and dies, within 10 minutes, his kids will have to get on a plane and get out of Zim, because it's going to be crazy for him.
Yeah.
So, on that note, history is a mother.
It's a good time. It's a good time to be watching all of this unfold.
It is, huh? Isn't it?
It's exciting. Thank you, Justice Malala.
Absolute pleasure.
South Africa's foremost political commentator, because we say so.
And if we say so, it must be true.
TouchCentral.fm, and this morning, the Burning Platform, brought to you by Nando's. Thank you, Justice. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys.
Good. And thank you for coming, even though you're feeling sick.
Oh, I'm feeling Justice City. I'm feeling much better just being here.
Justice City woke up this morning with a sore throat or something, right?
Yeah. You're contagious.
All right, get out of here before you make the rest of us sick. Thank you, Justice.
You used me to just throw me out like that.
All right, here's some DJ Snake.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful.
All right.
Don't you give up, nah.
Who's that singing, Mubs?
Give up, nah. Let me love you. Let me love you.
Come on.
It's not. Don't you give up, nah. It's not Bruno Mars?
Come on. You've been out of it for a while.
Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye.
Do you know that I don't know what the top 10 songs are on the Billboard?
Flex, tell
right
them.
Now.
I'm going to say it like a screaming fan. Justin Bieber!
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, can we just have some ground rules here? I know we're going to play a lot more music now, which is really great, really exciting, but can you please, please just stem this urge to play Bieber all the time? I know you and Michael have this thing.
Shut up, Ben. Shut up, Ben. God, you're painful. First day on Touch Central, Ben's already annoying. Okay, listen, everybody. We got we're going to speak to Amira, who's the sister of Zuleika, the girl who had the hair story, which has just gone insane on social media this week. And I just wanted to check in and see how she's doing, because for 13-year-olds, it's hard enough to deal with just school.
You know, suddenly she was thrust into the spotlight and everybody wants a piece of her right now, hey?
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be associated with this girl.
And don't think it's easy for her. I mean, it's hard enough when you're in your 20s or 30s to have to deal with social media, especially all the trolls, and you know that there are plenty of those. And she's now 13 and she's trying to deal with this. Let's get into some news. Mubs, what do you have for us in the news?
Well, I'll tell you what. September is going to be a possibly very stressful month for the Minister of Higher Education and Training.
Stop.
Okay.
I almost forgot. The news, making the news, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria this morning. And Mabali Moloi will make sure that you know exactly what's going on. And I'll tell you in a moment what you can do for your stomach after the news.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. So, Minister Blade Nzimande. He is expected to make his announcement this month on what exactly is going to happen with South African universities as far as fees are concerned. Mm-hmm. This is probably one of the most difficult positions anybody can find themselves in. Students are calling for free education on the one hand. On the other hand, universities are saying that if that happens, they will absolutely not be able to operate. Basically, they will shut down, they will shut their doors.
Right.
And then earlier this week, the DA suggested that government increase its funding for universities to take it up from 40% to 50%. So the minister is in a really tight spot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he had to say yesterday. He said, we must work towards a solution that assists academically deserving people whose families can't afford to send them to universities. But he says that he needs, you know, extra time to consult even further. But everybody's expecting to hear that decision from the minister sometime in September. Again, this is one of this has been one of those contentious topics in South Africa, you know? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to university fees in 2017? Everybody's waiting to see.
All right.
Now, the story surrounding Johannesburg Mayor Herman Mashaba has just turned into a he said, she said situation. Remember I told you earlier, there are reports that the mayor wants to split up, pick it up, and he wants to have seven private entities running it. He said that the people currently employed by Pick It Up won't lose their jobs, blah, blah, blah. So that's the story that was reported earlier this week.
Let me ask you something. Okay. Is there anyone in the whole of South Africa particularly in the city of Johannesburg, whom this affects the most. Is there anyone besides picket-up workers who think this would be a bad idea? Wait, let's listen.
Yes.
No, I don't hear anyone.
No, they are.
Besides picket-up workers?
Who thinks that this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yes, Samu the other day was saying that the mayor is basically trying to benefit his capitalist friends. They're not happy with this decision.
And Samu represent?
They represent the workers.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll tell you who else is also not happy with this decision. It's the EFF, Gareth. Now, we know the EFF are not fans of the mayor. But basically, they have said that they will basically work against the mayor trying to achieve all of this. But where this turns into a he said, she said, is that recently the mayor has, you know, released a statement saying that there's no such decision that's been taken to privatize pick it up. So it seems people are getting hot under the collar for something that's possibly not even true. Yeah.
Welcome, Herman Mashaba. This is how it's going to work for you this year.
He said, she said, we'll keep a close eye on this one.
All right. Okay. Ben, you got some sport for us? What do we got?
Yeah, tomorrow Bafana Bafana will play Mauritania at 5 past 7 in AFCON qualifier. It's a dead rubber, though, but key preparation for a really big game taking place October the 3rd. That is the first Football World Cup qualifier. Be Burkina Faso away. So even though AFCON's not out of the window, that's gone. World Cup qualifiers. We've got to focus on that. We've got to make that happen. In the English Premier League, £1.15 billion was spent in the summer window. Is that going to mean the better title race than last year? Well, the top teams have got big players, and even teams like Arsenal have made some good spends, so this is going to be a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
5 days until the Paralympics. Caster Semenya back in action tonight at the Diamond League, 800 meters, where she'll take on all the women that she beat and some of the ones that were whining as well.
And beat them again.
Okay. Yeah, and then that'll be at 9 o'clock tonight, SA time, 9:20. Akani Simbini will be in action as well in the Diamond League in the 100 meters. Elson Jones, she's is on tour with the Springboks, but looks unlikely to play next week's match against Australia. Still has a very tight groin, so lots of groin manipulation between now and next Saturday, and he might just make that team. And Gareth, that is pretty much it for your sports, with a little bit of golf. Danny Willett will defend his Omega Masters this weekend. Now, the Ryder Cup team for Europe has been announced, so all the players will be looking to be getting into form because it's a big Ryder Cup happening in Hazeltine end of this month.
All right, very good. Thank you, Ben. By the way, the news this morning at 7:30, the news headlines brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. We've been talking about them for years. Yes, that is how you pronounce it. I'm very, very excited because these are...
Just throwing that disclaimer.
Well, because people don't know. Then they say to me, no, you pronounce it Colcacchio. You don't. All right. Trust me, it's Colcacchio. It's Italian.
We checked and asked.
We did. And it's actually rude. It's something you say that it's like... stick it in your grandma, basically.
Oh.
But we know their menu, and we love what they make. They make the best pizza in South Africa. They make the best pizza in the world. They also make something that Mabali and I like called the San Siro salad, which you have to try if you haven't tried it yet.
Amazing.
Basically, if you eat any other kind of pizza, you'll probably end up fat and unattractive. But if you eat these, you will be the envy of your friends and family. Everyone will want to be around you.
Sure.
Plus, you will find yourself well-nourished and happy for the rest of your life.
It's all about making the right choices.
Do not waste your time. This Puzza Thursday, head out tonight to a Colcacchio Pizzeria near you and try out their menu. Tell them that you heard about it on Touch Central this morning. And who knows, they might just give you something complimentary. They're very nice people. We know all of them. We love them. And we're so proud that they're on from our first day. So thank you, Colcacchio. And thank you to you. All right. Who wants to win 10 grand, Mubs?
Me.
You're not allowed to win, but anyone else can. This is how it works. You have to have the touchcentral.fm app on your phone. You have to prove that you have it on your phone by sending me a picture of that on Twitter, on Facebook, or on Instagram. Hashtag TouchCentral. Got it?
Got it.
If you've got the Touch Central app on your phone and you phone me now on 0861-555-189 and you get through right now, I could make you a winner winner. That's right. But you'll have to call right now. Flax, have we got someone?
Touch Central, hello.
Yeah, he's answering the calls as we speak. Let's see who we can give 10 1,000 rand
to. On the first day of the new month.
That's right.
Extra 10K.
By the way, this 10,000 rand comes straight out of Thibaut Touch's pocket.
Ah, well, yeah. You know.
Just in case you were wondering who's paying for this, Touch himself is going to donate this 10,000. I'll do the next one, and then we'll go through the day, and everybody will win.
Okay? Touch is going to assume the role of a very special blesser.
He's a blesser this morning. That's right. Okay, who we got? Who's on the line?
She was very excited, so I couldn't quite catch the name.
All right. Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Good morning. I'm speaking to Mpahlele.
Mpahlele?
Yes.
How are you? Okay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Have you ever listened to radio on your phone before?
Yes. Kids
Central Music. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you. Do you know what? I love you so much that this morning I want you to put out your hands and I'm going to become your blesser for the day. Are you ready to start September? Are you ready to start spring with an extra 10,000 in the bank? Do you want it? Hello? Oh no, don't tell me she's disappeared.
Oh dear. There was excitement that much that she couldn't handle it.
Oh my God. Oh, no. Where is she?
She needs 10 grand.
Flax,
and
what
CPR.
The hell's going on with these phones? What's happening here?
Hello?
Hello? Maybe she's passed out.
I think she has.
You know, sometimes emotions are very overwhelming for people.
Maybe she's just passed out. That's right. She's our first winner this morning, and she's passed out. That's beautiful. Flax, see if you can get her details once she resuscitates herself, okay? Will you try that?
Okay, I'll try that.
Sure.
Oh, I love it. When your first winner faints and drops the phone. Because she's just got 10,000 rand.
We could start a church if we wanted to. You know, yeah. People passing out and stuff.
Yeah, we can actually offer 10 grand and CPR from Touch.
There we go.
It's quite a long prize, but I mean, maybe it's the one we need to give away.
All right. Well, there's the first 10 grand given away. A little underwhelming in terms of her passing out, but I know that that we'll get hold of her and make sure that she gets her prize. And you could win in the next hour. Just make sure you keep it on Touch Central and download the app and try it out on your phone. And I promise you, once you've tried this, once you've experienced what we do here, you will never listen to radio again. It will bore you to death. You will fall asleep at the wheel. Bad things will happen to you. You'll get your spine will curve. Your skin will break out in hives. You'll start to smell of farts. It's going to go horribly wrong for you. Do you want to hear what happened to a guy who wasn't listening to us the other day? He was listening to FM radio. And do you want to hear what happened?
Okay.
What's the pass out?
No, this is the actual sound of what happened to him. He went to the bathroom immediately after listening to radio, and this is what happened. Not good. Do you hear, Mubs? That's not a healthy person.
It doesn't sound
no.
good.
That could happen to you. Not good. No, very dangerous. All right, we'll come back in a moment with more. And we will take your calls on 0861-555-189. We're going to speak to Amira. Amira Patel is the sister of Zuleika Patel, who has been in the news over the last couple of days because of an incident involving her hair at school. And a lot of people have been talking about this. A lot of people have been appropriating poor Zuleika's experience as their own. Or maybe they've been doing it for their own reasons, but either way, she's just a 13-year-old girl who's trying to go to schools, trying to get on with her life, and we'll find out from her sister how she's doing in the next moment or two. It is Touch Central. It is on your phone. The only piece of equipment you never leave home without. Well, I've just had a temper tantrum and thrown the phone over the fucking edge of the desk. It's going really well. Beautiful. There's Gwen Stefani with Cool. Oh, I hate this when equipment lets me down. You know, I'm looking at this phone now and all the lines are ringing. All of them. There's 6 lines. They're all going crazy and I can't answer one of them. The goddamn thing's not working. I almost would. You know, I don't need this. What the hell? Why is this happening?
Because sometimes...
The phone's fine for like a year. The phone's not a problem. And the morning you need it to work properly, it lets you down.
What is it that... Is it Murphy's Law? Is that the phrase that they use, Jesus, or what?
I don't know. Flax, what's going on over there on your side? Is it also crazy?
This phone's lighting up like a Christmas tree. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
We're going to speak to Amira. Just call her and apologize. And you know what? I'll handle it like I always have to. Make it my problem. A couple of messages coming in from people. Let me get to some of those. Here's KC. He says, he says, a few weeks ago, my ass started to itch.
Okay.
And it got worse. But when I scratched it, it felt so good. It made the hair on my back stand up and my toes curl. And I knew it wasn't normal. Turns out I had something called pinworms.
Oh, no.
Yes. And the reason that my ass itched was due to them coming out and taking a peek, then to go back inside.
No.
Well, I took a double dose of deworming medicine and the itching is gone, and my GP advised me to deworm at least 2 times a year, especially if you have dogs. If anyone who's listening has a pleasant feeling when they scratch their ass, tell them that pinworms are starting to make their way out. They must deworm immediately. Isn't that disgusting?
Oh, my gosh.
From Casey.
Where had he been?
I don't know. No, it's just around animals. This happens, apparently. Greg said he's loving what we're doing this morning, and he's enjoying having the music back. And Quentin says, yeah, this is a complaint from Quentin. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Clinton says, Gareth, no matter how much that you've supposedly turned this 360 on music, we know this was not your opinion for the last 3 years. By the way, it's not a 360. If you turn 360 degrees, you're back where you started.
It's 180, no?
Sorry, yeah, it's 180. Then you're exactly in the opposite position. But it doesn't matter, Quentin. Quentin says, what makes you different from FM? Apart from the fact that you can be listened to globally, and even though it isn't much of an argument, terrestrial radio can be listened to worldwide these days. I love what you've been doing for the last 2.5 years in Cliff Central. I've been listening from day one because I got something different. And because I hate listening to ads and music on radio. With the changes being brought in, I suppose I can just listen to the podcast and have to sit through songs. But I'm afraid those changes will be imposed on the podcasts as well. And lastly, I hope you stay uncensored forever. Well, Quentin, you don't have to worry about uncensored. Because that's not going to change.
You know, Quentin, it's our natural default to be resistant to change.
Mm-hmm.
But change is not always a bad thing.
Exactly. Chill out. Relax, man. Driving us all crazy here this morning.
Because he lives in Namibia. I mean, he doesn't have music. Everywhere he goes, he just hears sand and people talking.
That's true. Quentin has been, he was actually going to call us on the phone. Of course, our phones aren't working. But if he could get through, all you'd hear is this. Because the sand blows into his phone the whole time.
It sounds like a difficult situation.
Can't be heard. Quentin actually sent us to let people in. You may not have listened to us before today. But Quentin has been listening to us from the beginning on cliffcentral.com and now on Touch Central. And he actually sent us a Tupperware full of sand, which we keep in the studio. It's Namibian Namib Desert sand, which he sent to us as a gift. And we occasionally will pet the sand. We will touch it.
Yes.
It's very red.
It's beautiful sand.
It's very dry. It's pretty much what you'd expect from the Namib Desert. So, Quentin, whether you like it or not, you're in the studio, dude. If you stop listening, your sand remains. I'm just warning you. With peace and love, peace and love. Mandla says, send Quentin a bag of dicks. You see already people climbing into each other.
All right, yeah.
It's like social media here.
It's rough.
Clement says, G-Man, your show will still be podcast, right? Will the touchdown also be podcast? Well, we're going to podcast highlights. We're going to podcast the important parts of the show. But you got to listen live. This is what we're trying to get people to do. Duncan Dean says he's just found the Touch Central app on the UK App Store, and he's loving that. And Akona just sent me a picture of DJ Academics on Twitter, who says, Kylie Jenner hides Tiger Ferrari and surprises him with a new Bentley. So you see, Flax, your story earlier, just to let everybody in on this, because you might have missed this in the first hour of the show this morning. Apparently, Tiger, the rapper, went off to go and buy a Bentley. He couldn't afford it because he's in default. And according to the story that Flax told us, the sheriff arrived and repossessed his Ferrari. It turns out it was all nonsense, just as predicted by Ben. The truth is that Kylie hid the Ferrari and bought him the Bentley. And guess what? It's all going to be on TV.
Ah, okay. So
how
then,
did that happen?
Yeah, you see, choreography. That's what it's all about. It's very difficult to trust your source these days. You never know if what you're reading is absolutely true.
The Kardashians are legit living the Truman Show life. They make no move without being pushed.
The Kardashians are it's all fake flax. None of it is real. Nothing those people do is real.
I'm telling you, if Kris Jenner, the mother, had her choice, she'd make all 10 or 20 of them date Justin Bieber at one time, just for the fame and publicity and ratings.
Of course she would. She's a mastermind. She's an attention-seeking mastermind. And let's not forget everybody's favorite song about the Kardashians that I try to play every time we talk about them. And just to prove to Quentin that we are still uncensored. Quentin, here, just for you, listen to these words.
Hi, my name is Kimmy. I'm so rich and I'm so famous. You know I have no talent, just a massive hairy anus. Kris Jenner is my momager. You know she is a genius. She even filmed my sex tape when I'm sucking Ray J's penis. Kim Kardashian, can Chris Humphries win me back? Kim Kardashian, if he paints his white dick black? Kim Kardashian, I love my house in Calabasas. Kim Kardashian, why do my sisters have mustaches?
All right, everybody knows how it goes from there on. That's the Kardashians. Something interesting happened the other day. You know who Tara Reid is?
Yes.
Okay. She was in that American Pie movie, and then since then, nobody's cared about what she does.
Well, she was also in Sharknado.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's all of them.
They're all 28 Sharknados. Anyway, she went on a satellite radio show in America that's hosted by Jenny McCarthy. Do you remember who Jenny McCarthy is?
Oh.
She's like a model. She's a sexy-looking woman. She married Jim Carrey.
She was in Playboy. She was on MTV reality shows.
Right. She divorced Jim Carrey. Okay. She's now with Donnie Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Oh, okay.
Right. So that's the short and curly of her. Anyway, so Jenny McCarthy has her own radio show. And Tara Reid went on as a guest. And Tara Reid ended up storming out of the studio.
Why?
These two got into a cat fight. I'll let you hear the whole thing. This is really actually quite, this is probably the most exciting thing I've heard in radio for a long time. So I thought I'd play it for you this morning. So Tara Reid is the guest, and she's there to promote Sharknado 26 or whatever it is. And Jenny McCarthy, clearly these two do not get along. So take a listen and let me tell you what happens.
I have to talk to you about Marriage Boot Camp because I fucking love you on that show. But are you glad you did it? Are you glad that you did marriage?
I think it's the whole thing's absolutely like so stupid and silly, and like we're not even talking about it because there's confusing things about it. So like right now we're just talking about Sharknado, so it's not even.
All right. So first of all, you can hear that Tara Reid is
drunk.
She's drunk. She's had a lot of plastic surgery. She's also not in control of her mouth. And in this clip, she doesn't want to talk about anything but Sharknado. Jenny McCarthy starts off, she's friendly. She's like, hey, you're fucking great. This is what's happening. And Tara Reid just wants to stick to Sharknado.
And like, we're not even talking about it because there's confusing things about it. So like right now, we're just talking about Sharknado. So it's not even...
Oh, you're kind of you're yeah. So someone's pissed off at them.
It's not worth the time to talk about.
Oh my god, but I loved it so much. Are you pissed off
too? No, that's
are you pissed off at the people's comments or just the show in general?
Babe, I asked you, please let's not talk about this show. We're all here about Sharknado.
Okay, so let's talk about Sharknado. So, did you have to get into shape for Sharknado, or are you in the still same awesome shape you've always been?
No, I mean it's not like you really. Have to get into it. It's Sharknado. It's like fake sharks. I mean, they're rubber. Do you know what I mean? And they have to have someone to see them. So
you didn't actually have to outswim them.
See, yeah, no, like... we didn't think I, right?
Now, people talked about your surgeries before. Are you still going through surgeries or are you past them?
No, I haven't had any surgery for a while, Jenny.
Now it's getting awkward.
So
Tara Reid has been basically very defensive from the word go. Yeah. Is what I'm sensing.
Yeah, she's not in a happy place. I mean, she's her claim to fame at the moment is Sharknado. your career is pretty much down the toilet at this point. And now she has to account for herself to Tara, to Jenny McCarthy. And Jenny's going on about the surgery.
I love it how Tara made it out that Jenny thought that it was real sharks attacking Tara the whole time. And look, she had to validate that, no, it's plastic sharks.
Yeah, clearly, these are both two bimbos. So we don't have to be too... we don't have to have very high expectations of either of these ladies. But let's see how it devolves
Gareth,
even further.
Hang on a second. I don't think she was intimating that at all. I think she was making out like Tara was once fat and now she's thin. So it was extra bitchy. And then Tara's so stupid, she's like, oh no, they're not actually sharks. Like, yeah.
All right, maybe Ben's right. But listen to how it unwinds. Really gets complicated now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm glad that you've been kind of open about it, because I hate when people, you know, say, no, I've never done anything. And you've been kind of pretty open about things going wrong, but it's...
She's talking to somebody.
Hi, Tara.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were talking to somebody else. So you look great now. So you're good and done not moving forward with plastic surgery.
I think I've made that clear like about 100 times. I know.
I didn't hear that 100 times. I'm so sorry.
Maybe just you only read the bad things, but I've been made that really clear so many years. But
so does it
read what you want to read? But I would say, you know, it was really nice talking to you, and I really good luck with your show. And
good luck to you too. And I'm so excited about Sharknado, and I hope you stay married. And I hope
okay, I'm still married too.
I will, and I hope your knees get a little wobblier than they already are.
So I think my knees. Day. Oh yeah, I hope your tits get even nicer because they're amazing. Same guy as mine, right?
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, same guy.
I'll always use your advice. You're the best. Bye.
Love you, Tara. Good luck with Sharknado 18.
Jesus. Isn't that hectic?
Oh, she does have wobbly knees, though.
So silly.
I hope you stay married this time. Huh? Huh? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Massive shade thrown across that studio during the course of that interview. You know, people think it's easy. Radio is so simple. You just pitch up, you have a, you know, have a nice friendly chat with somebody, and then they disappear. Everybody loves it. Well, it can go really horribly wrong, too. I love that. Shelton just sent me a picture of a guy cringing. He says the cringe is too strong in that interview with Tara Reid. Yeah. And UpHue says, I wanted to call so bad. Damn, just my luck. I never win anything. I'm so sad this morning. I've run out of data on my way to work and was forced to listen to normal radio. And now I just got a call from the baby mama that my baby is sick and the medical aid is out of funds.
Oh, dear.
Oh, UpHue.
And it's only the first of the month, UpHue.
Oh, UpHue. We are double geese. Well, I'm not going to help him. What is
Well, I mean, we really wanted to try to help, but, you know, we're dealing with phone line problem situations over here.
Oh, UpHue. Well, you know what? You could always try and call in the next hour. Except he's not listening to us now because he's run out of data. Oh, to be poor and sad and lonely in the year 2016.
All at the same time. Listen, there is a neighborhood in South Carolina that's dealing with a very bizarre series of events where clowns are apparently trying to lure kids into the woods.
No, that is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Clowns.
Clowns. What's the name of that movie again with the clown? It. Can you imagine it trying to lure your child into the deep dark woods? So clown sightings in a South Carolina community.
This makes me so uncomfortable.
They have residents on high alert, and this is after reports that the masked figures are approaching children.
Oh my God.
And even trying to lure them into the nearby woods. On August 19th, one of the residents spoke to the media and gave this report. She said that her son had come to her and told her that I just saw a group of clowns whispering and making strange noises in the woods.
Oh, Jesus. I just got cold.
I know!
Is it Halloween?
This woman said that she then went to investigate, and she says that she saw several clowns in the woods flashing green laser lights.
Nah, this sounds like... These people are high. people in the woods have got to be high, right?
She said that the figures then ran away into the woods. Then the following night, at around the same time, this was around 10:30 p.m., the woman noted that her oldest son said that he heard chains and banging
on
the front door. Then on the 20th of August, another resident that said that she was walking home and she was accosted by this large figure dressed, you know, with the complete blinking nose, the big shoes, the loud outfits. near like a garbage can that she walked past.
Now look, I know a lot of people who are scared of clowns, and it's mostly because of that movie It. But there's something very creepy about that red nose and the white face and the funny hair. It's usually red.
And the big shoes.
The big shoes and the baggy pants. It's just a horrible thing. And to imagine a group of them in the woods.
In the woods.
Whispering to each other. Oh, no. I think I've just lost control of my bowels.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Telling me. In the woods. Do me a favor. All right, when we come back in a moment or two, we will get stuck into these phone lines and see what the problem is. Isn't it typical that on the day that you need the phones to work, and I know I sound like I'm complaining because I am, I just knew there would be some kind of fuck up with the phones this morning. I just knew it. I went to sleep last night and I thought, no, you're being paranoid, you're being neurotic. Just go to sleep, have a good show tomorrow, be in a relaxed, happy mood. I get in here, everything's cool, and then suddenly the phones go crazy on me. And I want to lose my mind. So, if you've heard a change in my mood in the last 10 minutes, that's why. Stupid phones. When we come back, we'll have a chance for you to win. We'll check in with Thibaut Touch, who is, of course, your afternoon drive host once more. I know there are a lot of people all over South Africa who've been waiting for this. Millions of people. We've been waiting for this for a month, 2 months now, for Touch to make his return. And he's making his return, but not in a way that you'd expect. He's done, as usual, things unconventionally. He's decided he's not going to go and reappear on some radio station. He's going to start his own with me. And it's called Touch Central. And that's what you're listening to this morning. And thank you for coming. You know, I don't think that too many people who appreciate the fact that you're changing your habits to try something new this morning as much as we do. And we're thrilled to have you on board. It feels like we're expanding the family and you are most welcome. Give us a call if you can, once the phone lines are working. 0861-555-189. You can tweet us on, you know, how to reach us on Touch Central on Twitter. Follow the account. And if you'd like to get hold of us any other way, there are plenty of others too. Skype, Touch Central in the studio, and all the rest. Okay? That's enough ways for you to try it. So, get in there and do it.
CliffCentral.com.